stay within a good reach.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It is time now for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Rob, and how are you?
I'm doing well. And of course, Laura Russin is still here in the studio. And our special guest for today, who's never been to the studio or on this radio show or anywhere near it, is the man. We call him Goody Goody Gumdrops. That's what I'm going to name this episode, by the way.
Right.
We got Mr.
He loves to go by Goody.
By yeah. Goody's home repair, and it's good to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
Rob. Absolutely. All right, so our subject today is going to be short-term rentals. Of course, that's always a hot topic in South Haven.
Oh, it's I don't know how the right now.
If there's been a Michigan decision law or not yet. But all right, so what do you want to talk about with short-term rentals?
Well, I thought it would be a good topic since we have Goody's home repair on tonight. He does work with a lot of short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. And plus, short-term rentals is a hot topic in South Haven right now. So I thought, you know, that's a good time to talk about short-term rentals.
Yeah.
You know, we've got all of our tourists that are coming in to South Haven. This is the kickoff to the season. So I'd imagine tomorrow we're
You know, in South Haven, it's about a hot topic as racism is in our country, isn't it? I mean, short-term rentals, I mean, it's kind of really, it's a very divisive subject in South Haven.
It is. And actually, I think there's more that are pro for short-term rentals than there's not. We do have a handful that have been in South Haven for many generations, and it's always, you know, been in the past maybe a little bit more homey as far as home full-time residents.
Right.
And now we have seen such an increase on our short-term rentals because South Haven is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to get in on it.
Right.
You know, we're being discovered every year by a different country. And I've seen more different, you know, ethnic groups from out of our good old country here, you know, that are traveling, you know, coming to South Haven.
They're flying them in by the plane load.
I mean, they're like, we're like 2.5 hours from Chicago.
Right.
You know, 2.5
and
hours.
I didn't even mean that. Sorry about that. I'm going to have to go back and preface that so someone think I'm so insensitive, even though
well,
I am a little bit.
It is an insensitive topic.
Well, it's funny that, I mean, you say that. It's
but
not funny,
do.
But I did a documentary on Holland, and that was one of the things I always talked about.
Oh, that was a great
one. There were lots and lots. I mean, people from all over the country,
yeah,
all over the world
fly
in, and that is what I meant by that.
Yes, and they do for the tulip. I mean, you know, the Tulip Festival is big for Michigan, and just the Michiganders alone, you know, flock to Holland for the Tulip Festival. I mean, I try to get there at least during the Tulip Festival to see some of the flowers. Yeah. Now, I haven't gotten there yet. Laura,
well,
you went
a little late.
Well, you know, you know they're serious when you can go to jail for cutting down a tulip.
Oh, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They don't mess around.
No, they don't.
They don't mess around.
Well, you brought Goody in
but
here.
But I brought Goody in.
Yes.
I was so happy to hear that Mark was going to come in today and talk to us about some of the work that Goody does. He does home repairs, and he likes to stay in our South Haven area. So I thought, we'd ask Goody on what does he do out there on them home repairs, some of the repairs you do.
And how do you like your new sign?
I love my new sign. It was supposed to be a surprise, and I rolled up into the parking lot one day, and here's this man lift truck and a couple workers putting the sign up, and I asked them, I said, well, I guess the surprise is over.
Was that a surprise for Miss Tina?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, there was several times I could have got these guys in there, in and out, before Goody even noticed. And I thought, well, we'll see if he even notices the sign.
That
but,
would be funny.
Of course,
wouldn't notice it for a week.
Of course, the guys were there when Goody went there for some material. And I thought, oh, he's going to run into these guys. Oh, that's all right. The cat's out of the bag.
Do you think the new sign added to your business?
Well, there's a lot of clients that I work for that have noticed the sign, and they all like it. So that's a plus, and I'm sure there's some business that's rolled in because of the sign. Yeah.
Oh, he just told me today over dinner, he gets at least 5 or 6 calls a day from new clients.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day at the end of the night, he has 5 or 6 phone calls that he's got to answer back. And so that keeps him, he's like a good 2 or 3 weeks out, scheduled and work.
Well, I need you. So I need a new back door. You guys need a new back storm door put in.
Need a
time to replace that nasty
home
thing.
Home repair guy. Mark wears many hats when it comes to repairing the home.
Okay.
So I thought he would be great to have on the show tonight.
What do you think your most popular call is? What do they need?
A lot of ceiling fan light units.
Replacing them.
Yep. Electrical work.
Yeah, electrical work.
I had you do that at my mother's home.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do?
I like to stay with the electric, but I do plumbing and small carpentry.
He does a lot of toilet jobs.
A lot of toilet jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
Poo jobs, collecting poo.
That's one job that the homeowners generally don't like to mess with. And it's like, hey, goody, can you do this in the bathroom, you know, the toilet, or unplug it? Anything to do with the bathroom is a big call.
You got to love wax rings.
And you don't want to call a plumber because they're also so busy and
they're
costly.
All booked.
I think they charge more, too, don't they?
Yeah.
That's the thing about what I call in-and-outs. The big companies don't want to mess with the small jobs, and I love the small jobs.
What if I wanted an inline water heater? Is that something you can do?
I do not mess with inline water heaters.
Okay, so
there are some things, There are some things that good ear out.
There's a lot to those.
Yeah, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are some of the jobs you do, honey?
Well, it's easier to say what
not
I don't do.
Right.
I don't do water heaters.
Well, and the things he doesn't do, Goody has a great portfolio on the guys who can do it.
Yeah.
So if he can't do it, he's going to recommend somebody in his portfolio to do it.
Someone's got a problem, a bad spot on a roof or a garage.
I don't do roofs.
Don't do roofs? Okay.
I don't do roofs.
Lakeshore.
Right.
We have an elitist fix-it guy here.
He's good at what he does.
Right. Mark is honest and dependable in your home or your business. So if you need somebody and you need to depend on him to come get the job done, then you're going to call Goody.
Yeah. If the house is broke, I can fix it.
And he's an ex-military man, too. We know that we trust that. That's always, you know, when you say something, that's an extra degree of when people say, hey, the guy was in the military. We know that they have some style, that they have a sense of promptness. Those are all good things that the military brings.
That's what I went with right from the beginning, because Mark is very dependable and he's very honest.
Our new gutter man that we just met.
Yes, Modern Gutters. And he does a great job.
He does.
I had his flyer out in the front yard, but I think the last couple of rainstorms took it.
And he is also ex-military.
No. Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, we do need to take a break here, and I don't think we talked, I guess, for a minute about short-term rentals, but we need to talk a little bit more about them when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Rob Bird's
Moondog Show. If you have branches hanging over your roof, or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. We have Tina Goodrich, of course, Mark Goody here in the studio, of course, with our also good friend Laura Russin. And it's so good to have bestie ladies here together in the studio.
We love doing the show together.
So wonderful.
We do.
Yes, it's great.
You love having us too, Rob, don't
you? Of course I do.
And, of course, we got Goody. I'm so excited that I got Goody's home repair on the show.
I think that's pretty awesome that you guys have been married so along and you're still excited.
Yeah, we still get excited.
Does she cook well? Does she treat you well?
And oh, yes.
Cook good dinners?
Oh, yeah.
Tina's a very good cook.
I heard she's a fantastic cook.
She's
brought some stuff to me, and it's been very good. Except for those sloppy joes.
I have to say, his mother taught me a lot.
Yeah.
She was a Southern cook, and yeah.
I was going to wait for you. You didn't catch that when I said sloppy joe.
I did.
Oh, I missed it.
You did? Yeah. Well, let's be fair. I did come over when you had your garage sale, and I ate sloppy joes with you.
Yes.
I did.
Yes, you did.
And they were good. Yeah, that was good.
Rob got a sloppy joe.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
The best garage sale in the whole wide South Haven.
Well, that was our first one, so next year will be
You're gonna have another one?
That much more fun. Yeah, sure. I'm on board for clearing out stuff. Yeah. It already feels so good to, you know, be able to get... We got rid of so much stuff in the inn. It was just crazy. I thought, where did this stuff come from?
Yeah.
It came from when you did short-term rentals.
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't need all that stuff.
Yeah, so the Asylum Inn was a short-term rental for almost 15 years we did it. And Mark and I decided one day that we were going to regroup with all of the properties we owned, and we made the Asylum our home for a temporary, and now we've been there for 4 years.
Yeah.
But Goody redid the whole Asylum, and he's actually done two great renovations in our lifetime together, which was the Asylum Inn was first. We owned Cheyenne's Closet, Java Joe's, and then we shortly after that invested into this apartment building, which we named the Asylum Inn. Well, Mark and his Uncle Rod, they redid that whole building. It took us 2 years, but between us and our kids and Mark's Goody's Home Repair, we did another one after that. I guess we didn't learn our lesson, but we did a Victorian home in Waterville, and it was a three-story Victorian home, and Mark did that one practically, you know, a lot more by himself than the Asylum.
Mark, did it need quite as much work as the Asylum did?
Yes, we tore it right down to the studs. All the lath and plaster came out, heat and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, everything was tore out, and all brand new stuff was put back in.
That one had three floors, just like the Asylum did, but after thinking about it, you know, at the Asylum, we had three suites, so each floor had its own kitchen and its own bathrooms. And at the Victorian home, of course, that was just, you know, one large home with the third floor just being a bunk area for the kids and a hangout, where the third floor at the inn was a complete suite with a kitchen. So, yeah, I would say the Asylum was probably a little bit more work. We had Uncle Rod there helping us, but that was the kickoff for Goody's Home Repair of doing home repairs for those two homes. And then after Mark retired from Lovejoy here in South Haven, that's what he went into as his, you know, soft retirement, is doing Goody's Home Repair. And he does stick in the South Haven area because he is very busy with just South Haven. Right?
Yeah. Why leave town if you don't have to?
Well, tell people what Mark's first retirement was.
Well, I'm going to let Goody answer that. So what is your first retirement?
First retirement was the U.S. Navy. I was an aircraft electrician and ended my career with being an instructor on staff duty.
Okay.
And you did got some of your electrical background there, too, yeah, also, didn't you?
Yes.
So that's great. So that's where Goody's comes in with the electrical hat. Of course, you know, he doesn't pull permits because you need a licensed electrician for that. But Mark does a lot of rework and things that need to be updated, and he's allowed to do that kind of work.
Yeah, changing receptacles or light switches, sealant fan, light units, that kind of stuff.
Right, and those are big for the short-term rentals in our area because we were talking about short-term rentals. Who are some of the leading companies you work for in town that pertain to the short-term rentals?
Sally Newton has her own little business.
Oh, we love Sally.
Yeah, she's a great woman.
Yep.
She's got her fleet of short-term rentals, and then I freelance with Jakeway. They have many.
How'd you get that?
Through my wife.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. Do you know somebody that works there?
Realtor in town. I just happen to be married to her.
And Sally, she was with Shores.
Yeah.
For years. She worked for Jade O'Brien for years.
That's how I met Sally.
And that's how you met Sally. So, yeah Mark works with both of the leading companies in town. We have a handful of short-term rental people that handle those. But Jakeway and Shores, I believe, are the two leading companies in South Haven. If you're thinking about getting in to short-term rentals. They're both comparable. I want to say they're at a 25% management fee if you were thinking about getting into that short-term rentals. South Haven is right now fired up with the short-term rentals. We all know that. But we are gearing up for the season and for the positive part of short-term rentals for South Haven, which is nonstop. And it's coming this week, and I imagine tomorrow we're going to have a load of people coming into town to enjoy beautiful South Haven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know there's going to be a load of people.
Well, sure. And the weather's supposed to improve.
And since the weather's going to be so great, I've got two open houses this weekend I want to share with you with. I got the 334 Van Buren, which did give me a price reduction from $679 to $649. Mm-hmm. So that one's coming up Saturday from 12 to 2. I'll be your hostess. And then I have a second open house at my new listing at 16402 County Road 687. And that's just a short jog from Jericho. It's in between Jericho and Kibbe Corner. So that's Geneva Township. And I'm having an open house there on Sunday from 12 to 2. So both open houses is this weekend. And there's a ton of them. So if you're thinking about going
make,
out.
I'm still trying to make the Jericho to Kibbe Corner. Is there, there's not a road that goes from one to there.
No, you have to take County Road 380 down from Jericho to County Road 687, which is most of us locals know it as 66th Street.
Okay.
But you take 66, and then it's in between there and Kibbe. Because Kibbe's at Phoenix and 66.
Yes.
So, you know, we're at County Road 380 and 66, and it's right in between, I would say.
Yeah, get your maps out, ladies and gentlemen, and you can figure out where that one is.
Well,
yeah, it's hard to figure out when you don't have, like, a connecting road, your mind.
As a realtor, you need to know those streets. So when somebody asks you where this house is, you're able to describe where it's at and something about the area. Yeah,
not the third one around the corner from the Big Rock. We need to take a break. Save that question. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the Lakeshore, serving this area for over 20 years. We look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children Into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Time. Tina Goodrich, Mark Goody. Rich. Goodrich. I just call him Mark Goody. Mark Goodrich, Goody for short, and Laura Russin, of course. So, well, it's been certainly a fun show so far, and we're kind of heading off, but I think you're talking about a couple more listings, right?
Well, I just wanted to bring out those open houses. Those two are this Saturday and Sunday over the holiday. And if you are wanting to get out and look at some houses, there are a ton of open houses. So just jump on that swimwreck.com, and then you are able to find out where the open houses are at. But I wanted to also mention to Goody to send tell us of how to get a hold of you. What's your contact information for everybody?
You can reach me on my cell phone, 269-999-0051.
And he's Texas, too, so if you want to shoot him a text for a quick answer back. Goody is booked out a good couple weeks, but he has reserved that 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for anybody that has a quick job and wants to squeeze in. There is a couple hours in the early morning
that you might be able to get in. Maybe some emergency services type of thing.
Yeah, and then, of course, Goody does do some emergency services after. He stays on the clock, you know, he gets home about 5-ish, but Mark will answer his phone call after 5 if somebody's looking for something in an emergency note. He does do emergency calls.
As he should, for sure.
Yep.
And so you've, It's kind of, I mean, after kind of retiring, a first retirement, then a second retirement.
This is the third retirement.
Is this just something that, I mean, it's just kind of keep you busy and make a little money in the process?
It is very entertaining for me. I like doing home repair, and it keeps me out of trouble.
Keeps him busy.
Well, what kind of trouble would you, now I'm interested. What kind of trouble would you be getting into if you weren't?
I don't know.
He's not really a troublemaker.
No, I'm very curious.
You know, keeps my mind active, keeps me active.
Yeah. That I get.
It's a very, very enjoyable job to meet a bunch of people that you never knew before.
Mm-hmm. And probably, I'm sure you work for a lot of people that you've known for quite a long time.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's the beauty of little old South Haven is we can get the home feel for sure. You know a lot of people, and it's just big enough where you can say, man, I can't believe I've never met you before.
Well, all three of us here, well, and you too, but we were real close in the same class. So Mark and I graduated in 81.
Not me. You can leave me out of that.
Right. We graduated 81. Laura graduated in 80, and Rob was
89. Yep.
I think that was the year my daughter graduated.
No, it's not.
I don't think your daughter is not. Yeah, she's not going to want to hear that for sure.
Yeah. No, I can't believe you did that to yourself. No way.
No, I was
she's
just
probably
kidding.
98.
I was just saying Rob wasn't in our age group, basically. Yeah, Mark and I, we were high school sweethearts. And after graduation, Mark went in the Navy. And after the Navy, he came home and worked at Lovejoy for a good 15 years.
Yeah.
I would say for 15. And then now he's doing Goody's Home Repair, and this is much more leisure for him to do the Goody's Home Repair.
No stress.
Although it's still a lot of work.
The factory, and of course the 18 years of the Navy. And that was before Mark and I were married. So Mark did 18 years in the Navy. After he got done with the Navy, then because we were high school sweethearts.
Right.
So we got back together after his service career, and he came back home because this is home for Goody.
Yeah. My high school sweethearts, they took off running.
They took off
never
running.
Coming back.
Laura married her high school sweetheart.
I don't know how that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it seems like you missed out on a whole lot of that trying different things stuff.
Well, Mark was married.
Yeah.
We were both married before.
Married don't count. You know. I'm talking about really trying different things.
Well, we were happy not to have to try all that weird stuff. You know, we're pretty happy.
It's not weird. It's very natural.
It can be.
And beautiful in some ways.
Right. Okay.
Back to the high school sweethearts.
Well, sorry.
Going down that rocky road.
This is my favorite
Rob
place to be. That's where I want
to
go.
Goes down that rabbit
that's
hole.
Why
Laura and I, we have to pull them back.
That's why I keep them around.
We pull them back. Rob.
We're like that.
Without them, I probably still wouldn't have a show.
Right.
On his shoulder.
Right.
Rob, stop that.
Right.
Don't talk like that.
All right.
Doesn't
now,
always
I don't know where to go after all that. Go ahead, Tina.
Well, you know, we're talking about real estate and that short-term rental again. It is a hot topic in South Haven. We do got a handful of people that, it just leaves a bad taste in their mouth with the short-term rentals. You know, some people don't like that short-term rental turnover where people are coming and going all the time, where they may have lived for 30, 40 years, maybe 50 years.
Right.
And I understand that. That is a little tough.
Sure.
And so you want some sort of control, and I believe that the city of South Haven is working on that. We do have some rules to abide by, and you do have to get a permit to get a short-term rental. You just can't do a short-term rental. You know, you have to go through steps. You have to pay for the permit. I think the permit now might be $200, but it's been a few years. Is it more?
It's
what is it,
there.
Goody?
Well,
$600.
What is it?
I'm not sure the exact number, but it's way more than 200.
Yeah, I think it's 600 now. It's been a few years since we've done the short-term rentals. Again, we've been out of the game for 4 years now. And, you know, the asylum can sleep 18 people.
Yeah. So are you going to...
We're down to two.
You guys going to hit the camper this year and rent out the asylum for the summer?
No, we're done with renting out the asylum totally. When we do the camper thing in the off-season, which would be like we're deciding January, February.
Sure. Okay.
Getting out of Michigan. Yeah.
Well, you've got about 30 seconds to kick out some contact info here. Make sure you get Goody's contact.
Yeah, so I wanted to definitely put out for Goody contact. contact is 269-999-0051. You can find him on Facebook, Goody's Home Repair. We post a lot of pictures of the work that Mark does. So if you got some general idea of, you know, I want this done or I want that done, you can go to his Facebook page and see a lot of the work he does do. And of course, he is at goodymark62@gmail.com. And then for me, you guys know that my I text, or you can give me a call, 269-759-1076. You can always Google me, Liz Rutina, Let's Talk Real Estate. You can find me on Facebook and all those good places.
Okay. We couldn't make the Google you joke with your husband here.
Okay.
Too bad Mason wasn't here for that one. That's always a good sign.
He loves to Google.
Mark likes to Google you too. I love it. All right, perfect.
You know, I bet you Mark's never even Googled himself. Have you ever Googled Goody's Home Repair?
No.
See, Dan Jakeway says, always take time to Google yourself. You might be surprised. Yeah.
I don't know if you can trust a man that's never Googled himself. All right, well, with all that being said, help me out here. There we go. Woo. All right, Mason Dixon normally takes care of this part. He says thank you to all of our sponsors, which Tina Goodrich is a sponsor, of course. True Blue Farms with the Blueberry Chicks. Who else is a sponsor? Tom Balky, Max Masters, Nicole Gulotta, Jackie Diaz Cuts My Hair. Who else we got on board? Drawing Children Into Reading.
UFC Cutting.
UFC Tree Care. Yes. Absolutely.
We happen to have to call him. Me and Laura both called him recently.
Yes. There you go. Yes. So, I have a tree coming down this coming Tuesday.
And if you talk to any of them, tell them Moondog sent you. But with all that, Mason is not here to howl, but we're going to. Maybe Mark will participate, maybe he won't, but here we go. Ready? Here we go. See you out there on the out and then. Well, geez, I don't even know what the hell to say. This is Mason's time. I don't know what to do. All right.
Let's just howl.
That's all. We'll see you next week. Howl. All right. Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Howl. That was awful.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, a subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.